Hello guys, welcome to first episode season 3 of a Nickel for Your Thoughts podcast. Today we're going to be getting into a subject that has a pretty deep meaning, and I've got a little bit of information that I've been thinking about today, and I wrote it all down. I really wanted to get into the episode. But this season is going to be mainly directed around self-care like it was in the first season, and I'm probably going to be getting into more poetry like I was before, and just because that's what I wanted this podcast to be about. The second season was just in spite of all the environmental disasters that has been going on, but I want to get back into the main focus of what this podcast and what this channel is about and what this whole brand is about exactly. Today we're going to be getting into people that put other people down, but before we get into that, we'll thank our sponsor and then we'll get back to the episode. Alrighty guys, welcome back. Today we're going to be getting into some pretty heavy stuff. Now today we're going to be going, it's going to include the poem of the day, and it's actually a poem that I wrote. I hope you guys like it. Don't judge me too hard on it, I guess, but a couple people have already seen this poem, and I'm going to be saying it at the jam in Rolla, because I just recently moved up to St. Louis, and I'm going to be writing... I'm going to be saying some poems in Rolla on the 21st of September. If you guys are in the Rolla, Phelps County area in Missouri, feel free to drop by. But if you're not, that's totally fine. I'll probably be posting the information on my Facebook and Twitter accounts. But before we do that, I suggest you like, share, and subscribe. Throw me ideas if you want any topics to be covered or anything that you hear in the news just something that relates to you. If you want to shoot me a message, I can cover the material as well. But today we're going to be getting into that misery loves company, or misery wants company, however you want to say it. But before we do that, we'll get into my poem. I called it My Ideal Me. Now, this is like a sister poem that goes along with My Ideal Woman, and I kind of want to change that to My Ideal Person, just because I don't really subscribe to really caring if you date a woman or a man or whoever. But either way, this is the poem. It's My Ideal Me. Now, we've all heard the phrase, be honest with yourself. These are the reflections I have when I hear those words. I would finally realize I do have the peace because I gave it all I had. Although an apology may not ever become a reality, I know that my best was enough. I'll look at every ending as a beginning. I'll never allow myself to be destroyed, because even broken crayons still color. I won't lose the spirit of a boy, but I'll make the decisions based on the wisdom of a man. I won't seek validation from others, what I can find within myself. I'll know I'm not perfect, but I am for somebody. I'll not only set boundaries, but enforce them. Terms and conditions are prerequisites for having options. What you allow is what you get. I won't compare myself to anyone, because blowing out somebody else's candles won't make mine shine brighter. I'll learn to appreciate the struggle, because it's always led me to strength. A diamond is made under tremendous pressure. But what matters is how we walk through the fire. In my moments of weakness, I'll remind myself over and over that eventually one of two things will happen. I'll realize I'm worth it, or it's not. Patience really is a virtue. I'll never aspire to be a great man, but a good one. Now that's my poem. I hope you guys like that. I think I'm going to try and come out with a lot more poetry and kind of inspire myself almost to create and write more poetry, just because it's a really, really good safe haven for a lot of people, and especially for me. It really allows you to get your own ideas and your feelings onto paper, and when you sit down and you write something like that, or you write it in a notebook, it really has a lot of meaning, or it really spits a lot of truth into yourself that you fabricated. But either way, that's not today's episode. We can get into that later on. But today we're going into the subject of misery loves company. Now, what that really means, it's like a proverb that misery loves company means people who are suffering are comforted by the knowledge that other people are also unhappy. It is like a proverb, which is a short phrase or sentence that addresses a universal truth or a common sentiment. Now, why do people do that? Now, most of the time, it's to feel better about themselves. Now, when they point out the flaws in others, they take the attention off of their own. They want to bring people down to make themselves higher. Now, it's also about a sense of control. Once they realize that they can make people feel as low as they do, they sort of feed off of it. It's like a coping mechanism, you know? Like, and no, definitely not a healthy one, but it makes them feel as in, but it makes them feel not as insignificant. Like, I find a lot of, like, bullies have had little control in their life or have had, like, rude or controlling parents. Now, since they have no control or they're belittled by their family, the only time that they feel worthy is when they make others feel worse. Now, it's kind of sad, but it starts like a vicious cycle where only hate breeds more hate. Now, most bullies don't actually think they're better than everyone. It's just that they're so insecure and feel so small that they try much harder than needed to assume some sort of dominance. Like, a lot of bullies deal with a lot of self-hatred and end up taking it out on others. Now, like, there are things that you can do to, like, avoid this problem. Like, avoid people that do that. And you can... But dealing with these people who put you down can be hurtful and very painful. And sometimes the scars even last a lifetime. But I know I've certainly experienced put-downs from people at various times, like, throughout my life. But I'm not sure it's possible to go through life without meeting one of these people somewhere along the way. But so... The best strategy seems to be to learn how to deal with them prior to interacting with them. Learn to prepare yourself to deal with these kind of people. Now, the first thing to know is that a happy, self-confident person does not put others down. They might provide constructive criticism, but they won't ever put other people's down. Now, that tells you a lot about the person who criticizes you. Some people are very negative about others because they need to make themselves feel they're in control or more powerful to cover up their own insecurities, or they've experienced a trauma of their own in the past and they don't know how to deal with the pain, so they hurt others as a defense mechanism. Now, people's actions against you will probably reveal to you just how unhappy and disillusioned and frustrated that person is with life. And that's their problem, not yours. Now, knowing this can go a long way to being able to detach from the comments. Now, if you know it has more to do with the person making the comments than about you, it makes it far easier to not feel hurt by what's been said. Now, emotionally, detaching from a person like this can be hard to do, but you need to refuse to become involved. That person wants you to feel badly about yourself, and don't give them that power. You can say, "Thank you for your opinion," a response which will throw most criticizers off is to simply say, you know, "Thank you for your opinion," and then just leave it at that. Like, effectively, it ends the conversation. They're waiting for you to respond with anger or a comeback of your own, and when you don't, there's nothing left for them to say. If you take their comments to heart and let them fester inside of you, then you've taken on their anger. Just let it go. Like, you really don't need it. Now, if you still feel hurt, then it may be due to part of you believing that what the person said. Like, heal that part of your insecurity and it'll no longer be a trigger for you. Now, let the person know how you feel. It's so important not to sink to that person's level by retaliating because you're just giving into their anger. You could tell the person that you find their comment offensive, but not in an angry way. Now, some bullies and some people that are like that, they'll do subtle put-downs. They'll subtly put you down while trying to act like they're bringing you up. Like, when you stop and pay attention to the messages that you're receiving every day, you'll probably discover that you're being subjected to more put-downs than you probably thought. It's just because they're everywhere. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, everywhere you read, everything you see on TV. Like, there are ads and different groups trying to tell you that you're not good enough if you don't have the latest product, or you don't look a certain way, or if you don't have a lot of material possessions or have a certain education. They'll subtly attack your self-esteem and your self-worth. Now, no one likes to be criticized, but it's tempting to be sucked into their way of thinking. Now, that's why, in order to really have a healthy self-esteem, you need to be able to withstand these constant negative messages about your life or about your value. Now, when dealing with people who put you down, remember, don't retaliate with your own put-downs. You're just giving in to what they want you to do. The comments will tell you a lot about the person making the comments. It's their anger or frustration, and they should deal with it, not you. Now, can you discover maybe a lesson from what they're from what they're saying to you. You might learn something valuable about yourself that needs to be healed for you, or you might learn how you really feel about yourself. Now, are you reading into something in the comments that aren't really there because you're expecting them, or because you have certain beliefs? Like, you can be aware of subtle messages, like advertising, that you hear every day, which try to destroy your sense of value and your self-worth. Now, put-downs are never pleasant to deal with, but if you can see them, use them to your advantage, then that's the best solution of all. And now, I guess what I'm trying to say overall is to, like, overall, you should kill them with kindness. If you treat somebody with, like, compassion, kindness, and respect, regardless of how they treat you, that says a lot more volumes about yourself than it does about them. If you treat them with love and kindness, even though they belittle you or they try and treat you, like, in a bad way, that will not only show the value of your character, but the flaws in their own. And it'll almost give them nothing to say almost every time. But thank you guys so much. I just had some, like, thoughts about the whole subject, just because I like the, of course it's not like a good phrase, but misery loves company is a very strong subject that I feel like a lot of people should really invest their time into understanding, that people are there because they don't have a sense of control. Like, when you're put into a situation and you're unhappy, there are one of two things that can happen. You can either grow to be exactly like them, or you can go off the beaten path and do something that will make you feel a lot better about yourself. Like, I was reading this article one time about this set of twin boys that had an abusive alcoholic father, and one of them grew up to be the exact same thing that his father was, and the other one grew up to be like a successful entrepreneur. He went off the beaten path and he learned to do things differently than what he's been subjected to. Now, of course, not everybody grows up with the most perfect of childhoods, but you need to learn to take those mistakes, or not even the mistakes because it's not even your fault, but learn to take those problems and those tribulations that you go through in your life and learn to turn them into a lesson, turn them into an experience that you can benefit from. Like, see the silver lining in it all. Like, I have La Vie en Rose tattooed on my wrist. I see it every day. It's like life through rose-colored glasses. You need to look on the bright side of life every time that you can. And every opportunity that you get, you need to learn to accept that some people are the way that they are, and you cannot change that. But what you can do is change how you react to that situation. Are you going to give in to the anger that they're trying to throw on you, or are you going to kill them with kindness and to be a... And it sounds cliche, but be the better person. Like, don't stoop to their level. Don't go to where, to what levels that they're at just because they're insecure about what they're doing. You're not like that. You're not the kind of person who is going to subject themselves to their anger or their way of thinking. Now, thank you guys so much for tuning into the episode. Again, I'm going to try and get into more self-care episodes just like this, just because I feel like these are the really hard-hitting, meaningful things that we can go into depth with, because I have a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas about it and a lot of things to say about these kind of subjects. But thank you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys tuning into the episode, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day.